Chazanish in Perak Aleph Oisid Beis. I'm actually not 100% sure. Can't really understand the exact order of the Oisid here. I actually would have thought that Yud should go together with Yud Beis, where they're talking about the difference between Chochma and Sichlus, and Yud Aleph should go with Yud Gimel, which are talking about Midos and Tikkun HaMidos. I don't exactly see the flow, but the Yisayid is true nevertheless, despite the order. Kavdak, says the Chazon Ish, Mishtareya ben Chochma v'Sichlus. There's a thin line which runs in between wisdom and foolishness. In other words, what really separates them is very small. Something very small. This thin line prevents a person from entering the heichel, the chambers of chokhmah. However, a refined eye and the joy of a neshama, which he's going to explain in the next paragraph, it totally erases this line which separates the chokhmah from the sichlus entirely. And then the path of chokhmah lays open in front of him like flat land that you could traverse, you could travel. However, what prevents a person, lemaisa, from acquiring chokhmah is a person who is likened to a wild donkey. Ayur pera adam yivali, the pasuk says. A person has to change himself from an ayur pera, how he's born, to a human being. Asher osur bezike hatayva kir mivaldoy. That he's locked up and he's chained, he's fettered in chains, the chains of his desires, his taivas, like the day that he was born. The day that he was born, he was daima to a ayur pera, to a wild donkey, which is a wild animal. Reduf mamtakim. He's constantly pursuing sweet things. Re'ev tanubim. He's starving for pleasures. Rags and tmidi. Continuously, constantly upset and angry. Mali gaiva, full of arrogance. Gam, such a person. Gam imchunun b'kishrin achochma b'schunas nishmasai. Even if the Ribbono Shel'Olam granted him the kishrin, the talent of intelligence, b'tchunas nishmasei, the very trait, he's an adam chacham, he's a maven, he's a person that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him the yecholus with ease to understand, to comprehend, to chap. Umana achas apayim, and a double portion, an extra special portion, huchan lefanav al shulchan atvuno, and a special portion was prepared for him on the table of understanding. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam bestowed upon this fellow, granted this fellow, the chulis for chokhma v'tmuno, lahavin davar mitoich davar, also chokhma and also to be able to understand the intricacies. Still, leisim se yodei lasis chayal bilimudim. Nevertheless, he will not succeed in progressing in his studies. Ki midos megunos, because if he has these midos megunos of Oser bezike ataiva, reduf mantanki reif tanugim, rags and tmidi mole gaiva. Such a person who is the chora kina taiva vakove, these are the midas that a person always has to, the standard person has to contend with and overcome. If he's nogua with these midas, it's orlas leiv ve'oitem amoyach. It covers over the heart and it seals up the brain. Soigreis dal se achomacho, it closes the doors of wisdom. Venoyale Sharibino, and it locks the gates of understanding. Kibisoid hachokhma nimendakin, because at the base, the secret of chokhma, in other words, behind chokhma lies very fine strands, shrir madinim, shrir is literally muscles, very thin, delicate sensitivities that layurim ayin basar rak ayin adina shaliv adin. Says the Chazon Ish that not everything can be picked up with a sharp eye. Not everything can be picked up with good acumen. It's the ability with a smart mind. A person has to be refined. When a person's refined, he's able to pick up subtleties that are not visible to the human eye. It's something that a person, if he's just going with his mind, with the cold intelligence of a mind, without any leave maven, without the sensitivities of the heart, then he's going to miss the subtleties. He's not going to be able to pick them up. He'll be a chacham, he'll have chachma, but it's a chachma that's missing the subtleties at the bottom that really make the difference. A chacham, however, an emes a chacham, mechin le tzinuris beliba, he prepares, tzinuris are really pipelines, conduits in his heart, venafshei mi a chacham ha'atzulo, from, he prepares in his heart and his nefesh, from the chachma which is bestowed upon him, asher zerem a chachma zerem derech tzinuris elu liba venafshei. The flow of chachma elikis comes through these pipelines, through these conduits, to his heart, and the Chacham prepares it. How does he do it? What does he do to prepare these pipelines? Well, the Segulas Hazerim, and to be able to properly be zeicha to this treasure of the flowing of the Chachma, Drusha, it's necessary, Simcha Nafshis, V'chedvas Ruach. To have his nefesh should be happy, and he should be joyful. Shimoin LaChachma, he has to have a thirst for Chachma, V'revi Labino, and he has to have a hunger for understanding. Asher kol eila yara teva shalmida hateva achinoisim yasaratom v'tchoinonoisim. That how is it created? How are these conduits created? Through how does a person achieve simchanashis v'chedzes ruach tzmoin l'chochma v'ravin l'bino? That is acquired through the mida teva, the shalmida hateva, the mida teva. Actually, he's going to say that there's really one mida teva, which is the bottom of all Midas Teves, and one Midas Maguna, which is the bottom of all Midas Magunas. We'll see, Pemshach, he discusses it. But it's the Midas, a person's Midas Teves, when he works on the Midas Teves, then he's able to have this Simoin L'Chochma, and he says, reach this Simcha Nafshis B'Ched V'Surach. I think really the practical application is really how Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, that there's Memches Kinyon Eitero. And if you go through a lot of the Menchas Kinyanei Torah, there are Pasha Bin Adam Chaveris. There's a lot of Midos there. It's not just, the Talmud is the first one. You have to learn the Seder. That's the Pasha of Kinyanei Chochmah. But there's a very, very many of the Kinyanei Chochmah. Omer Dover B'Shem Amari is nothing to do with his ability to understand Chochmah. The fact that you're willing to forgive somebody, the fact you're willing to say, give credit where credit is due, to be Makir Tev to the person that said the Dover Chochmah, is not Be'etzem a quality of Chochmah, but it's imperative to be able to be kind of chachma. For the memches kinyan of a person to be able to, like they say from a baron or other, for Bali Musa they say that, when Chazal say that it's memches kinyan chachma, then it's the same way that they say ish niknas b'shleish advarim, that means that there's three ways to be kind in isha, and there's no other ways. You can stand on your head, you can try whatever you want, but you're not going to be able to be kind in isha with anything else except for these three ways. So too, the memches kinyan chachma, these are the ways to be kind of chachma. And a person could have a lev maven, and he could have a double portion of tmuno, like the Chazon Ish writes. Nevertheless, he's always going to be missing if he doesn't refine himself, he doesn't work on his midas, if he doesn't, not koine the kinyani chachma, he doesn't work on acquiring the kinyani chachma. Oyves atay chachma is one of the memches kinyani chachma. What does that have to do with chachma, right? Oyves atay chachma. The person doesn't work on these midas, then he's not going to be able to truly acquire a chachma, and he's going to always be missing the subtleties, always be missing the fine nuances that allow for chachma. There's a famous story with the Chazon Ish, that one time, I think it was with the Gius Banais, there was somebody came to him and he says, where does it say anywhere that it's Aser? So he pointed to his heart, he says, over here, that's where it says it. What do you mean, where does it say it? It doesn't have to say it anywhere. Somebody that's a leiv chachma, somebody that's a Chazon Ish, somebody that's a leiv maven, somebody that has the kinyan, you're able to pick up on things, you're able to see things that other people push don't see. They're able to it's also the koyach ha-terah, it's also but it's a lot has to do with the koyach ha-terah and the kinyan ha-terah. There's a lot of people that had a lot of terah and they're missing the basis. But a person that works on the midas teves and will be kind of the emes the chachma. I forgot what it said. He says you're not going to find any gadol adar that wasn't a gadol midas teves as well. Wasn't a gadol midas teves as well. I was wanted to write a book about Rabbi Yashiv, about the ma'isim teves, the midas teves of Rabbi Yashiv. The midas teves of the stories. Everybody, Rabbi Yashiv was nifter hashakton. That's how he was looked at, and that's what he was. No question about it. And he was the gadol adar, and he was the masman of the dar, and he was the But to appreciate how the midas tevis of Rabbi Yashiv, to appreciate the adinut nefesh, the sensitivities, the refineness, to such a tremendous level that we don't see anywhere else. And that the Chazon Ish is saying, that somebody that really wants to be kerna chachma, if he doesn't work on the midas, if the midas are not there, then he's always going to be missing something at the base.